who was born in India, is based in Britain, and makes dance seen all over the world, considers two important influences on her work. The essay is produced by Julian May. Well, tomorrow afternoon here on Radio 3, we continue our focus on Czech music and Czech performers. Jiří Bělohlávek conducts the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra in music by Martinů and Janáček. And as a performance of Dvořák's Seventh Symphony, the orchestra under the direction of Jakub Hruša. That's afternoon on 3, tomorrow from 2. 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 11:15 this Tuesday evening. Late Junction now with Fiona Tonkin.
And welcome to another week of Late Junction. A band there called Watcher Clan, fronted by the singer Sister Kay. She's got a Polish, Jewish, French, Algerian background. And the other three members of the band come from the French Alps, Corsica and Algeria. And their new CD is rather aptly titled Radio Babel. There's a real mixture of influences on the album, and there are guests too, including Fonfara Chocalia and Morris Elmadoni. So I'll try and fit in another track for you later on tonight. Congratulations to Jaga Jazzist on winning a Norwegian Grammy recently for their CD One Armed Bandit. If you're in London tomorrow night, do come along to the Scala for the Jaga Jazzist live experience.
Thank you.
The one and only Yaga Yazist, and that's called Book of Glass from their CD One Armed Bandit. And they're at the Scala in London tomorrow night, so hopefully see you there. In a moment, organ music by Arvo Pärt in a rather unusual arrangement for the Finnish cantilla. But first, think horror films, think Halloween 2 and John Carpenter's music. The chilling effect is greatly increased in this version by Vincenzo Vasi for 6 theremins. Thank you. Peter Bellamy's settings of Rudyard Kipling in his 1970 album Oak Ash Thorn has inspired a new generation of folk musicians to record some of their versions of the songs in tribute in a new Oak Ash Thorn compilation. That was John Bowden and Frankie's Trade. And Frankie, by the way, is the young Francis Drake learning to rule the waves. The Finnish cantilever player Ritva Koistinen just before playing Arvo Pärt's 1970s organ composition Pari Intervallo. And Ritva is at the Glasgow Royal Concert Hall on the 14th of May, by the way, sharing a double bill with Chris Stout and Katrina Mackay. And first of all there, Vincenzo Vasi's rather eerie arrangement for six theremins of John Carpenter's theme from Halloween 2.
Give me the man who does things to my heart. I love the man who takes things into his hands and gets what he demands. And when we're alone by moonlight under a big palm tree, oh, give me the man who does things to me.
Marlene Dietrich from 1933 and a song called Give Me the Man. Now, the Palestinian oud player Adal Salame. He's joined on this track called Sunshine by the guitarist Philippe Roche and the cellist Valerie Dulac.
Thank you.
I am a fish, a small minnow in the flowing waters of Manchurek. A young band from Tuva called Alash, and a song inspired by a legendary Tuvan singer who died in his 90s, renowned for his complexity and originality. And indeed, you might be on your way home from their concert at Wavendon tonight, the end of a tour which included performing alongside the MK Dons and Walsall at the MK Dons ground a week or so ago. They followed the Palestinian-born oud player Adel Salame, along with cellist Valerie Dulac and the guitarist Philippe Roche, a track from them called Sunshine. And Adel, by the way, is at the Swaledale Festival near Darlington at the end of May. Van Morrison from 1979 coming up, featuring Robin Williamson on Penny Whistle. First, though, to the southeastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. At the heart of their Karandula music is a giant banjo made out of an oil barrel, a goatskin and four strings. And if you attach an empty powdered milk bag between the strings, it gives it a rather buzzing effect. Vincent Kenny's travelled to the mining town of Lubumbashi to record a three-day festival of music. And this is a band called BBK, a song about children coming back home.
Dude.
The Helgoland Trio from their new CD, that was the title track, Natsukashi. The Wailing Jennies just before, their lovely version of Bright Morning Stars. Van Morrison and Rolling Hills. And first of all, they're a group called BBK from the Democratic Republic of Congo, from an album called The Karandula Sessions. Now, this is a rather beautiful song from a young singer-songwriter living in Manchester. It's a song called Tonight by Owen Barrett.
Oh, what a
Well, I for one hope we hear lots more from Owen Barrett, a lovely song from him called Tonight. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3.
Je me sens heureux. Bien sûr que je suis heureux à la madrague, heureusement. Ah, oh, mais je suis bien, moi. Je suis bien, comme je veux.
Quand tu seras mort, qu'est-ce que tu voudrais qu'on mette à ta santé?
Une bouteille de vin rouge.
Laquelle?
C'est bien mascara.
Thank you.
a few tunes from the duo of Brendan Begley and Craveen O'Reilly. And they followed the band Watcha Clan once again, this time joined by the pianist Maurice Elmedoni, and a song called Viens, Viens. And you can catch Watcha Clan in session for World on 3 with Lopa Katari this Friday, the 1st of April. Now, music from Johnny Greenwood's score from the film Norwegian Wood. Here he plays Don't Read What Hasn't Been Baptized by Time.
Garden growing underground, treasure waiting to be found. A bird that never makes a sound.
Part of Johnny Greenwood's soundtrack to Norwegian Wood, the Emperor Quartet there, and a track called Reiko. And first of all, Johnny Greenwood himself with Don't Read What Hasn't Been Baptized by Time. And in between those two tracks from the score, a song from Lasse, A Thousand and One Nights. Now, something of a rarity from the 15th century, choral music by Jakob Obrecht, which has a very personal meaning. He wrote it, both words and music, to commemorate the death of his father in 1488, Guillermus Obrecht, who, the text tells us, produced the Orpheus Jakob for the Muses. The Clark's group here is directed by Edward Wickham. Jacob Obrecht's homage to his father, Millet Quingentis. Edward Wickham directing the Clarks Group. And I'm going to end Lake Junction tonight with an ensemble from Liverpool who made this recording in the Church of St Bride's in Liverpool, famed for its acoustics. They're called X Easter Island Head, and they make music on horizontally mounted electric guitars, percussion and other instruments. They've played with the likes of Philip Jeck and the Portico Quartet, but this is their own recording debut. Mallet Guitars One, it's called. Just before we hear that, this is the voice of the Lincolnshire-born singer Ellie Osborne and a song called The Boatman. Till tomorrow, good night.
There was a man lived on the shore. He had a boat moored by, and when the waters rose, he'd go to that boat, lie back and watch the sky. And though that boat rarely set sail, he liked how it would drift, tethered to its mooring on the water's lift, and his love called to him from the shore. She tried crying and she tried laughing, and though he heard her, he was listening to the water lapping. She didn't want a sailor or a boatman for a lover, and she didn't want a god or a philosopher, just a man who knew where home was and could look her in the eye and stand tall in the storm and not falter. Stand tall in the storm and not falter.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In this part of the programme, we're going back to the 16th century. The 2009 Proms Chamber Music Series at Cadogan Hall began with a concert by the Cardinals Music and their conductor Andrew Carwood, celebrating 500 years since Henry VIII came to the throne. Music and the arts flowered during his reign, and in this first group, the second of the three pieces is a Gloria from a Mass by Robert Fairfax. The last is a lament by William Cornish the Younger. A lover tells a passing robin of his sadness at his lady's unkindness to him. But first, a well-known song by the king himself. Our Robin, Gentle Robin, around by William Cornish the Younger. And before that, the Cardinal's music sang the Gloria from Robert Fairfax's Mass Regali Ex Progenie. Their next group of three begins with Hélas Madame, another song by Henry VIII, or at least arranged by him. In the second piece, again by Robert Fairfax, a sleeper is shocked to wake from dreaming that his lover has left him. And completing the group, an encomium to the king's virtues by a composer known to us simply as Samson.